There we go. We're back here in my little radio hut. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. A little bit of light rain going on right now, 34 degrees. Every Wednesday, I love this segment because not only are they great people, but great information. That whole staff over at OSBTI in Breckenridge. I got Sam on the phone with me this morning. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we are talking, you got a 5K coming up, and man, it came up on us quick. Tell us about this.
Yeah, actually, it's coming up really fast, and May 6th is the date, and our pre-registration actually is coming up next week. On the 15th by 3 p.m. is your pre-registration. That is what that all entails is you get a cheaper price to get in, $25, which with that $25, you get a T-shirt for the 5K event that you have. And then after that, you are still welcome to register following up to that date all the way to the day of the race. Just kind of a backstory about our 5K. We always provide all the proceeds go to fundraiser or like an organization within our community.
Sure.
And for this year, we had chose Three Rivers Crisis Center in the Kids Connection.
Boy, that is a good pairing, believe me, because they do incredible work in the community as well. Sam, you've had good turnouts for this event in the past, correct?
Yeah, and it seems like every year it grows and grows, and it not just with our community, but we get people from outside of our community that are drawn into it as well. And a lot of people always just say they just are excited to see, like, what we're going to do the next year for, like, what organization. And some people are just, like, amazed. They don't even know we have some of these organizations in town. And the backstories, they didn't really even know what they were really about. And I know we've had some people ask, like, what is the Three Rivers Crisis Center? Like, what is Kids Connection? And backstory, the Kids Connection is just a neutral third-party place that they have where families can go in for family members that may have separated or have some communication issues with each other. It's a neutral, safe place for the kids to interact with their family members. And the Three Rivers Crisis Center is basically, it's an organization they have. It's a safe place for people who are in an unsafe situation, and they kind of help them get out of those situations and kind of assist them to get to a better life.
They are definitely one of our greatest resources here in the Twin Towns, Sam. Now, and I bring this up every time we talk about the 5K. People don't have to run this. They can walk at a nice leisurely pace too, right?
Oh, yes. I would say we have a lot of people that just do it to walk with their friends or family members. It's kind of a way of them to escape and get the good outdoors atmosphere and kind of connect with each other. And just walking and talking with their friends. And some people have a little bit of a competition with each other to see who can walk the fastest, get done faster with walking. And even we have a lot of people that are in that whole race mode. They want to get a better run time, improve what they did the previous year. And it's just kind of a fun environment and a fun event that we usually do to get together with the community for something, for a good cause.
Absolutely. So, Sam, if people want to be a part of this and want more information about the 5K, what is your number at OSBTI?
Yes, you can reach us here at our Breckenridge office at 218-641-7725, and we can definitely give you more information or help you get registered.
Great to talk with you, Sam. As always, have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll catch up next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. Talking with our friends at OSBTI, we do this every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW, good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.